The interior voice continued, "My daughter, do not leave me alone in so much loneliness and in so much darkness. Do not go out of the womb of my mama to watch the seventh excess of my love. Listen to me. In the womb of my celestial father, I was fully happy. There was no good which I did not possess. Joy, happiness, everything was at my disposal. The angels adored me reverently, hanging upon my every wish. Ah, excess of my love, I could say that it made me change my destiny. It restrained me within this gloomy prison. It stripped me of all my joys, happinesses, and goods, to clothe me with all the unhappinesses of creatures. And all this in order to make an exchange, to give my destiny, my joys, and my eternal happiness to them. But this would have been nothing had I not found in them highest ingratitude and obstinate perfidy. Oh, how my eternal love was surprised in the face of so much ingratitude, and cried over the obstinacy and perfidy of man. Ingratitude was the sharpest thorn that pierced my heart, from my conception up to the last moment of my life. Look at my little heart. It is wounded and pours out blood. What pain, what torture I feel. My daughter, do not be ungrateful to me. Ingratitude is the hardest pain for your Jesus. It is to close the door in my face, leaving me numb with cold. But my love did not stop at so much ingratitude. It took the attitude of supplicating, imploring, moaning, and begging love. This is the eighth excess of my love.